It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
We were planning on getting married. We were. And we were hoping to be legally married today.
Couples, same-sex couples, brides and grooms left standing at the altar.
Metaphorically speaking.
Right, at their county buildings, actually. Jilted not by their partners, but by the Eastern U.S. District Court in Detroit.
They expected this would be their day, that Judge Bernard Friedman would strike down Michigan's ban on same-sex marriage, and they would be among the first gay and lesbian couples in Michigan to tie the knot.
But instead, disappointment. Anger, tears in some cases. Big expectations were dashed.
Judge Friedman did not uphold or strike down the amendment,
which was approved by Michigan voters in 2004.
He rejected motions for summary judgment, basically requests for an immediate decision. Instead, he scheduled a trial to begin in February with studies and expert testimony.
So the question then, why the big expectations? Why the lines at county clerk's offices?
A whole bunch of reasons.
Listen, do you want to know a secret?
We don't know where it started, but someone got what they thought was reliable word on what Judge Friedman was going to do. He'll rule, and U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, here we come.
That word reached the ears of advocates, some reporters, and it became almost an accepted fact. It was going to happen.
Rumor has it.
Public expectations were then fueled by breathless news reports and provocative headlines. Here are just a few. Court ruling could lift ban on same-sex marriage in state of Michigan.
Federal judge expected to rule on Michigan's gay marriage adoption ban today.
Michigan same-sex marriage ruling expected Wednesday.
Heavy use of the word expected.
Expect. It's a wiggle word.
Sure, I've certainly used it. I expect to use it again. It's an acknowledgement that no matter what you know or think you know, things can change.
But it wasn't just the hyperventilated media coverage. Some county clerks got into the act. Wanting to be part of history, part of the first wave of same-sex weddings, they announced they'd start issuing licenses as soon as Friedman ruled.
Without tempering that with a little reality check, that even if the ban was struck down, in the unlikely event that Judge Friedman ruled that day, in all likelihood, Judge Friedman's ruling would be stayed while the cases appealed to the U.S. Sixth Circuit.
There was a whole side drama playing out in the county buildings across Michigan, literally as the arguments were taking place in the courtroom. Attorney General Bill Schuette, whose legal team is trying to uphold the same-sex marriage ban, was sending messages to clerks saying they may not immediately issue marriage licenses to gay and lesbian couples.
It turned out to be a moot issue once Friedman declined to issue a summary judgment order.
But Judge Friedman also played a part.
A big part.
In building anticipation. The judge was the one who pushed Jane Rouse and April DeBoer to expand their case to challenge the marriage amendment.
Right. They first went to court simply trying to get the right to jointly adopt the children they're already raising together. Then Judge Friedman moved the hearing out of Detroit's federal courthouse and to an auditorium at the Wayne State University Law School.
Everyone thought he must be planning something big.
And he just wanted to bring an interesting case to campus for law school students to witness. But he did promise at that hearing.
That hearing last spring.
Yes, he did promise that would be the last hearing, that his opinion would come quickly once the U.S. Supreme Court ruled on a couple of gay marriage cases.
Instead, the Supreme Court made its rulings in June, and Judge Friedman scheduled another round of arguments, the ones that took place this week, and wound up with an order for a trial in February.
Judge Friedman, you just keep us waiting.
Anticipation. Anticipation is making me wait. It's keeping me waiting.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.